This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, medical experts, patients and high-profile Australians are partnering to help raise community awareness about shingles. Now, Interrupted by Shingles seeks to educate the community about the signs, symptoms and risk factors of shingles. And Dr. Sarah Chu is a GP with an interest in shingles, joins us on the line. Sarah, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me, Emma Warren.
Now, Sarah, what is shingles and how does it present itself?
First of all, most Australians will probably remember having chickenpox at some stage. In people that are over 30, 40, 50, about over 99% test positive, and we can see that they've had chickenpox in their childhood. But as we get older, our immune system is not so good at keeping that chickenpox virus at bay inside our body. So it reactivates as a painful blistering rash, which is often on one side of our body, and it comes out as shingles. So it might feel a bit itchy, it might look like these little blights. And it's not until the penny drops, when the rash comes out, that people think, oh my gosh, this could be shingles.
Sarah, what are the risk factors in developing shingles?
One of the number one risk factors is probably our age. So unfortunately, as we get older, that's something that really puts us at risk. Just to put it into context, one in three people will be at risk of developing shingles. But that risk goes up to one in two as we get over 80.
Now, Sarah, I must admit, I had shingles many years ago, and it was one of the most painful things I think I've ever had. So, it was just horrible. So, it's something that I never want to have again. Can it spread to other people?
So, what you probably had was the acute shingles pain, and it can feel really awful. But shingles can be potentially contagious to those who have never had chickenpox. So, instead of catching shingles from somebody else, what you will get is that they can develop primary chickenpox. So you need to catch chickenpox before you can develop shingles. So what you had might have been the acute pain. People describe it as a neuropathic pain. So the words typically burning, stabbing, electric, really, really knife-like, horrible pain.
And you couldn't even wear clothing. It was so painful.
That's right. There was just even this morning I spoke to a gentleman who's 65 years young, and he said because he had shingles right over his left nipple, he said, I can't even wear a shirt. Couldn't leave the house and became a little bit more socially isolated. And another woman with the same area affected couldn't wear a bra, didn't want to leave the house.
We're chatting with Dr. Sarah Chu about new research that shows that we are underestimating our risk and impact of shingles. Sarah, what are some of the possible complications that can come if we get shingles?
So shingles isn't just skin deep. What a lot of people don't realise is that this pain can last for a long, long time. If shingles actually occurs over your eye region, which what 10 to 20% of cases do affect, it can even threaten your vision. There's an increased risk of a stroke and heart attack in the first couple of weeks, and that risk can even persist for a couple of weeks to months after you get shingles. So the chronic nerve pain is another issue that can happen on average lasting for a couple of months to years for some of my patients. So it's certainly not just the rash that we're dealing with.
Sarah, can shingles be treated or even prevented?
So there are preventive options, so it's really important. So thanks for raising and allowing me to just catch up and talk about this. So for the listeners out there, have a chat to your GP to see what options might be available to you to prevent shingles. But if you do get a painful rash that you think could be shingles, it's important to see somebody as soon as possible because there are medications that might help in the first 72 hours. If they're given earlier, the better the outcome can be.
Sarah, can you tell us about the new survey and what it's shown us about shingles?
So the first survey shows that a lot of people know somebody that's been affected by shingles, but although a lot of people were worried about shingles, many didn't think that it could happen to them that early, and they weren't motivated enough to really go to have a chat to their healthcare professional. So the risk is there that everyone thinks that, I'm not that one in two, I'm not that one in three, it's going to happen to somebody, but it won't happen to me. So I think it's a really important message to be proactive, maybe have a chat because everybody knows somebody who's had shingles. Warn yourself, you've had it. I've actually had shingles too. So apart from getting older, being very stressed, having medications or medical conditions that suppress your immune system, these are really big things. And as the whole society ages, I guess this is something that's happening more and more frequently. So have a chat to everyone and speak up about shingles.
Fantastic. So for more info on shingles, there is a website. It's called noshingles.com.au, noshingles.com.au. Sarah, thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Dr. Sarah Chu, GP, with interest in shingles here on Joy Drive.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.